together. That's her bunny. Wait till you hear all the things she does, and she keeps on going and going and going. We get to see her every national convention. She's everywhere. One of her many jobs is to meet and greet and coordinate all the volunteers to help us at the airport. James has called her the beacon of light. Her screen name is Oreo 50. And I just love her heart for people. Hopefully she's contagious, yeah? It is my privilege to introduce, all the way from Texas, Ms. Marjorie Beeman.
Because look at all the liability. first shopping mall director in the world. Did well on ATMs in 15 different languages all over the world. Then worked with them to have large print, then finally with The Voice to have ATMs. Then we started working with the elevator companies. They didn't have Braille on the case. How do you know what floor you're on that door? So then we started doing that. And we've done probably about 100,000 Braille on elevators. Numbers. So that's a lot. But you got to remember, this started really in 1980, and the Austin Junior Women's Federation picked it as a project. And in 1982, from there, we were able to receive an award out of 9,000 entries from the United States for a community improvement project. So that gave us money. One thing I learned from the beginning was, go to the blind community and find out what they want.
Money.
So when they, would you believe they never asked me for money?
Good for them.
We did that. It was amazing, the phone calls. Because I had a scrap metal business. And my lady, that was my secretary, she said, oh, I remember how that phone rang. All day long, I couldn't do my work for a few months. But that kind of became her job in our office for a while on that. But the one thing one guy wanted, he wanted street signs. So we got with the city and we did Braille and array street signs. Some of them are still up because now we've got a lot of the talking signs on the corners. But how come he wanted that? He was the lightest of the kids from the school for the blind. So they would crawl up like three highs at a time to find out what the street signs were to know where they were in the community. So we started doing that with the city and other signs. So it's been a lot of different things we've been through as the time has gone on out in the communities. And one of the first, I guess, blind person side is a Sawyer, and then I got involved with ACB and did some stuff with NFB. I did some with Texas, we have Texas Blind Association. So I was involved with all of those groups at the time. And then a Margaret Sandifer invited me to their convention, which was in Austin. And would you believe the hotel they were in? Every time they walked out of the meeting room, you could turn right, and you open that door, Bill Warren went on. And there was a newspaper guy that came by and interviewed the group at that time, and I said, you know, it would be so good if those people that make those doors, alarms would put up a sign, we know what's happening. And he called me the next day. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm already in trouble. I'm already starting this project. But then if you'll notice in some of the cafeterias, in some of the various places that have when you open the door, there's like a metal sign on it that has rates and braille. They started doing that on all their signs throughout the country. And so I was looking for them when I travel away on that. With doing this project for the blind, I've met people all over the world. You know, a lot with deaf blind. You used to have a person in an ACD convention that for years I signed. Now since he's passed away, I'm not good anymore. Everywhere I go, I always think, do they have the braille and the race or the large print that we need? I've become a certified braillist, so do a lot of braille all the time. Have visited every state in the United States, Puerto Rico, and 25 other countries. And I've gotten a call from many hotels asking about Braille. Is it all the same size? And that's something that just happened a few days ago. Is it like a font for when you Braille or you type? I said, no, it's the same size. And one country I know that has a smaller Braille, and that's in Japan. And when they were making their ATMs to Amman, they called us and asked us to work with them to get the Braille that we have over here in the States. So that was kind of interesting. That was the first time I'd seen them. Their Braille was very, very tiny on that. So there's so many things, you know, out there. If you really look, you go to them, work on them, and everything. And then every year, somebody asked what all I do with ACB, I help fundraise. clear, because there were some hotels you couldn't get out. The emergency exit door. So no one had really checked it. Or if you got out the emergency exit door, there was a big table. You still couldn't really go in there. So all of those things I work on, make sure the contrast depth, that's helpful to me. Because I got glaucoma and I notice more of it every day. So those are things that a lot of people when you work in hotel convention centers and various ones do not think about. Because it goes just like, they take them for granted. They can see it. It's there. So that's why we work on informing people, training people, and make sure that everybody has what they need. Then there are several things that I'd like to see happen in the next 10 to 20 years, because I want to see them happen. And one is more employment and jobs. In the beginning, when we started the project, it was at one of the banks in Austin, and they did hire some blind individuals at that time, and they stayed there until they retired. And also at IRS and various ones. But now in our area, this is my future I'm working on, is by next March, I'm hoping to have a disabled summit focusing on the blind and visually impaired in our area. I've already started working with all our high-tech companies, with our banks, with the Chamber of Commerce, so that they can see what we can really do, because we do everything. That's why I'm hoping to do that and maybe create more jobs, not only in our area, but all over the country. Because people want to work. And I want to make sure that if they want that job, or they're well educated, better educated than I am. I'm a ranch girl. I can tell you all about a ranch. I can tell you all about cattle. I can tell you all about tractors, and scrap metal business that I was in for many years, and accounting and consulting. But they don't realize that there's everything we can do. And with the equipment, we'll have the people that have the equipment there. And anything that you think you can add for me to make sure it's very successful, get with me before I leave, because I'm getting feelers from all over the country to do that. That's one of them. The other one, and I've been running this by Dan Spoon over here, bless him, is I want to have a junior group. I started out with a junior group, the Bay Area Women's Club junior group, and it really made a difference. It makes you want to stay, feel included. You know what's happening. And if nothing else, maybe when they come to national conventions, only for maybe 3 days, have some of your meetings with, you know, your group, and some of the meetings maybe with the other group, the older group, I call it. And, you know, some might just want to go to maybe the older group, the regular group, and some maybe to the younger ones. But have things of interest to that age group. Because that's the only way we'll keep them. We've got a lot of scholarship students all the time. You see them once, you might not see them again. Maybe see a few. And I think that's the way to grow and for the individual as a blind and visually impaired person to also grow. Because we can be mentors, we can work with them, and even like our national officers, they might pick someone out that they want to mentor while they're that national officer. So those are things that I'm looking at that I want to see in the future. Put them on committees. Keep them busy. Go through parliamentary procedure. A lot of individuals don't want to serve because they say, I don't know how to conduct a meeting. Everybody can learn. So that's, you know, part that will be very helpful there. Also, you know, raise funds. Everybody needs to get involved in fundraising. It's very important. Because nothing happens without funds. It does sort of, but not really. Because if you have scholarship students, where does the money come from? If you're going to have somebody come to the convention, you want them to be part of it? Where's that funding gonna come from? How do you do everything at a convention? And I know I work on fundraising like all year long and raise quite a bit of money for the conference. But those are very, very important. So those are a few of the things that I'm looking at. Being around the line and visually impaired has shaped my life. Have gone to 3 different Paralympics, served on some of those committees, worked with the sports individuals. All of those things have really been important and made a big difference in my life.
Yeah.
So the one thing I do want to say is, if it could be